From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said on Saturday that he and his party were ready for the election that was ordered by the Supreme Court.
We have a problem with our judiciary, but regardless, we respect, but we shall revisit.
Kenyatta also cautioned the Chief Justice not to interfere with the electoral body so the polls could be conducted as soon as possible. It is the second time since the court's ruling that Kenyatta has issued a critical comment in public about the judiciary. Details about the ruling will be released within 21 days. One of Venezuela's most prominent opposition activists said Saturday that her passport was seized and she was barred from leaving the country for planned meetings with leaders in Europe. Bejan Hamdard has the details.
Lillian Tintori posted a photo on Twitter of herself at Caracas International Airport holding a document from migration authorities. The document ordered the seizure of her passport before she was to board an afternoon flight.
No explanation was given, but the move comes a day after she was ordered to appear before a judge Tuesday to answer questions about a large sum of cash found in her vehicle. Russia's foreign ministry on Saturday summoned a United States diplomat to Moscow in order to formally protest the planned search of Russian compounds in America. The Russians called the planned inspection an unprecedented aggressive action and said the U.S. authorities may use it as an opportunity to plant compromising items in the Russian compounds. The U.S. has not said whether it intends to search either of the buildings that are set to close this weekend. For additional information, follow Voice of America on social media platforms. This is VOA News.